The loss of pigment exposes vitiligo sufferers to great risk of skin cancer, requiring constant shade from the sun and thick makeup or sunblock to lessen the exposure.
You know, in the beginning, I tried to cover the light spots to the darkest part of his skin, but then it became so extensive that we had to go with the lighter part of the skin because his whole body was reacting. He'd have to be in complete, full body makeup every inch of his body. You know, so it was easier to make the transition to him being to the lighter shade that he is.
Something called vitiligo, which is quite a disfiguring skin condition. And I think people don't realize how unbelievably psychologically handicapping something like that can be. Because if you think about it, every day you wake up and your physical appearance is changing. You're depigmenting. And if you look at it from a racial perspective, you almost feel as if you're losing your racial identity, your family identity, if that's happening.
So he hasn't changed his color. It truly is an illness that is just taking the pigment out of his
skin. The melanocytes are killed. It's called vitiligo. It's believed to be an autoimmune disorder. And what happens is you want to even out the skin tone. And a lot of people that have vitiligo, what they do is they depigment as a whole. Now, what happens when you're a famous Afro-American star that does that, though, you're seen as rejecting your culture, as rejecting your race, even though it's something that's it's quite widely practiced for people that have this condition and quite severely have it.
See, this, Linda, this is not speculation. I know him. Very well. He's a good friend of mine. And I've been to his house, and I actually saw this condition many, many, many years ago.
I was watching it with a friend of mine, and as soon as he said that, you know, I knew it. I met a lady that told me this in November, and I told people, and I said, yeah, I did, and they didn't believe it. And my heart went out to him. I knew this what it was, and people are talking about it. I mean, I could identify because that's what happened to me.
Well, I don't know. Anybody who knows Michael Jackson knows how sensitive and compassionate this guy is in many ways, and I can't imagine that he would come up with a skin disease as emotionally devastating as this one and use it to exploit it for his own purposes. So, yes, I believe him.
Michael?
We believe that he does. The picture in the National Enquirer, that very revealing picture where you suddenly see his, you know, Michael is always concealing arms and his hands, and that's why he started with the glove. That
is
was
that
the real
why?
Reason, yes. And if you look at that picture, and you will see his hand is white, and then suddenly here abruptly it turns black. Now,
look at that.
You
didn't know the picture was being taken.
That's
had
right.
No gloves on.
Right.
No tape.
It was right. And so now, beyond that, since then, I have been told by a source on the Oprah Winfrey Show that he at one point actually showed them. It didn't get on camera, of course. He was just showing them off camera. He rolled up his sleeve, and that the skin was mottled. There were blotches.
Why would I want a white child to play me? I'm a black American. I'm proud to be a black American. I am proud of my race. I am proud of who I am. I have a lot of pride in who I am and dignity. That's like you wanting an Oriental person to play you as a child. Does that make sense?
They said I tried to bleach my skin. They made everything to turn the public against me. This was all complete, complete conspiracy. You have to know that. I know my race. I just look in the mirror. I know I'm black.
Brother to another that the mainstream America can't give to you. But it's what you have done in representing black people.
I'm proud of my heritage.
Come on, player, say it.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be black. I'm honored to be black.